Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Title changes and a heel turn at last night's Hell in a Cell. Plus notes from Bound for Glory on Saturday. And a Raw star wants to revive a bizarre gimmick from their past. For Monday, October 26, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Big changes to the WWE landscape as of last night's Hell in a Cell. Let's talk about some of the title changes that went down. Randy Orton, the new WWE champion, defeating Drew McIntyre inside of the cell. Drew took a fall off the side of the cell during this one, managed to rally back, but succumbs to an RKO. This leads to Orton's 14th world championship within WWE. Also, Sasha Banks defeating Bayley to become the SmackDown Women's Champion at Hell in a Cell. Inside the cell, she tapped out Bayley with the bank statement whilst Bayley's head was trapped inside of a steel chair. One of the best cell matches of the night belonged to Sasha Banks and Bayley here. This was the third cell match for Sasha Banks, and it also, as a result of this win of the SmackDown title, it put Sasha Banks in the Grand Slam Club. Also last night, away from cell matches, The Miz gained control of the Money in the Bank briefcase, defeating Otis, thanks in part to an attack by Otis's own tag team partner, Tucker. Tucker has turned heel on Otis. As a result of this, The Miz picked up the win and became Mr. Money in the Bank. After the match, Miz and Morrison were interviewed, as was Tucker. And a bit of a generic promo from Tucker. He talks about how he was always the workhorse of the team. Otis was always the star. And Otis couldn't lace his boots without him. Pretty generic heely stuff from Tucker. And this led to Otis appearing, looking for a fight. Tucker running away. We'll do that another time, I do believe. So those are some of the big changes to the landscape from Hell in a Cell last night on the WWE Network. We will go through the entire show in depth on the Cultaholic YouTube channel today. It is What Happened at Hell in a Cell. That is available right now. A little bit later today, you'll have Hell in a Cell graded. And I am very proud to say you will have the WTF moments from Hell in a Cell as Ross returns to the Cultaholic YouTube channel later on today.
Champion!
It was a busy weekend for the wrestling. We also had Bound for Glory from Impact on Saturday night. It was during that show on Saturday night that Impact revealed the Knockouts Tag Team Championships are going to be returning next year. First introduced back in 2009, we had Sarita and Taylor Wilde as the first Knockouts Tag Champions. Previously held after that by Gail Kim and Madison Rayne, the Beautiful People. And weirdly, the final champions ever, ODB and Eric Young. Bit of that one. They have decided to bring these championships back for next year. And the women's division in Impact Wrestling is so good right now that there will be some fun to be had with tag team titles in the mix as well. We have some updates on a few people who had a rough time around Bound for Glory. So Heath Slater, Heath Miller, as he may be known, Heath, as he's known in Impact Wrestling, was indeed scheduled to win the Call Your Shot Gauntlet match, according to the Wrestling Observer. However, he suffered a hernia during the match and was taken to a local hospital. Now, as a result of the stipulation that if either Heath or Rhino lost the match, both would be out of Impact, the decision was made on the fly to have Rhino win the match and take it from there. So, thankfully, that continues that storyline pretty easily, pretty succinctly. It carries on and it rolls on. And we wish nothing but the best to Heath. He may be out of action for a few weeks to a month or so now. And no doubt big things for when he comes back. We have an update for Kylie Rae as well. So we were meant to see Kylie Rae facing off against Deonna Purrazzo for the Knockouts Championship. However, she wasn't there at the show. Deonna Purrazzo said that Kylie Rae was too scared to come and fight. And it was there that an open challenge was thrown out, and we saw Sue Young make her return to Impact Wrestling and become the Knockouts champion. Of course, we've seen Sue Young's alter ego, Susie, on television for the past several months. So a return for Sue Young came as quite a surprise. So what's the deal with Kylie Rae? So the Wrestling Observer updates us by saying, Kylie Rae was injured 2 weeks ago, but she was scheduled to appear on last night's show against Deonna Purrazzo. As noted in an update earlier today, she was in Nashville and was in the hotel on Friday. She never arrived at the building and nobody in the company knew anything. Company checked with everyone who knew her, and nobody really knows anything more other than she apparently is okay in the physical sense. At the time of the match, they didn't know anything past that she wasn't there. It came off weird as they showed video features on the pay-per-view building the match as scheduled, and then she wasn't there and nothing was said as to why, because at the time they really didn't know anything. When we have more details on Kylie Rae's current situation with Impact Wrestling, we will let you know at cultaholic.com. Also, we were meant to see the return of a former WWE star to Impact Wrestling over the weekend. So Bound for Glory was set to have commentary in French via Fight TV, featuring Sylvain Grenier, former WWE star, along with Mark Blondin. So the plan was going to be they were going to bring those guys back to do live commentary for Bound for Glory. However, they ran a test on Friday night and everything was working with the platform the way they asked, the one that they were asked to use. However, no test was done with actual live footage from the venue. Impact asked the duo to be ready at 7:25 on Saturday. They were all set up, and when they tested it with live footage, there were audio issues. Blondin and Grenier could hear themselves and could see the video, but their audio wasn't going out to where it needed to get to. They asked Blondin and Grenier to fix the problem, and they were not able to since the night before everything was working, and they had not changed anything since that point. Given the short time frame from when the issue started to when the broadcast was starting, they had to cancel it. So we nearly got a return for Sylvain Grenier, kind of, sort of, to Impact Wrestling over the weekend. A great night of wrestling from Impact. Congratulations to Rich Swann on becoming the world champion as well. He and Eric Young closed out the show. A really emotional, passionate match with these two. And great to see Rich Swann becoming the man in Impact Wrestling. His first night as Impact World Champion is tomorrow night on a brand new episode of Impact on Axis TV.
this past Sunday at Lockdown. Now it's time for all of us to be a part of his Impact Wrestling debut. This, the alter ego of Jeff Hardy. This is Willow.
You know what's really strange about Willow? This guy uses an umbrella indoors.
That's just strange.
Well, that and a couple other things. It's like this is, like you said, Jeff Hardy's alter ego, and it's this kind of is what goes on, folks, in Hardy's brain. Willow, this is basically it. It's nuts. It's just crazy.
It's a different side of Jeff Hardy. Almost like an evolution, I think you might say.
Yeah, you're just looking at what's going on right now. He's tormented and disturbed and not.
And speaking with Sports Illustrated, Jeff Hardy has been chatting about some of his plans between now and 2024. And they involve bringing back an old friend. You may already have figured out who that old friend is. Jeff said, quote, "Between now and the year 2024, I want to be WWE champion and Universal champion, one time apiece, and main event WrestleMania one of those years. That's the goal I just set for myself. Faith over fear. Everything will be good. Also, I would like to work with The Fiend in some capacity. I want Willow to do something with The Fiend Bray Wyatt. What that is, I'm not sure yet. That's one of the struggles right now inside my mind. I am thinking of having Willow stuck in a little black and white TV of the Twilight Zone in the Firefly Funhouse. Maybe The Fiend beats Jeff Hardy, and that's why I transform into Willow. It's cool that pro wrestling allows this creativity to exist. For me, it's always been where my dreams come true, and it still is to this day." You know what? 2020 has been such a bizarre year. Why don't we bring back Willow? Why don't we bring back Willow? As we've already said on the Cultaholic YouTube channel today, I am very proud to say that we will see the return of your friend and mine, Ross, who is back for WTF Moments on the YouTube channel later on today. Please welcome Ross back to Cultaholic when he gets here later on. Also, Hell in a Cell graded will be along later today as well. We'll grade everything that went down last night at Hell in a Cell. And of course, latest news videos on the Cultaholic YouTube channel as well throughout the day too. On the Twitch stream today, twitch.tv/Cultaholic. It is Midday Movie Monday. You and I are going to get together and watch a crap old film from the public domain category. Hope you'll join me at twitch.tv/Cultaholic. And later today, by the way, at 6 o'clock, Andrew is back and it is spoopy month. So he's going to be playing some spooky games, maybe getting back into Resident Evil. We'll find out later today at twitch.tv/Cultaholic. This week on the Cultaholic podcast feed, a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review. This week dropping on Thursday as opposed to Tuesday. Just a slight delay on a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review. Also, a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. A very unique guest to welcome to Desert Island Graps. We've had to make some changes to the schedule for that. For the time being, I'm going to announce a new guest for this week tomorrow. Okay. That'll be on this here podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts from. And next month, just to remind you, we are the main event of WrestleCrate. Go to wrestlecrate.co.uk and use Cultaholic when you sign up to get an autograph bundle in your first mystery box. And you will also get an exclusive Cultaholic t-shirt that you cannot buy from the shop here at Cultaholic. wrestlecrate.co.uk. Sign up and check out not just our brand new shirt, but some amazing wrestling memorabilia in your first box. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.